Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Morning Mindset podcast. Oh, what are we going to talk about? Let me see. Yesterday. Yeah, I'm not going to sing a Beatles song for you, but how many of you do this? How many of you go back? We used to go back and look at photo albums. You know, your mothers and your grandmothers would bring out these photo albums, and then they would look at pictures of your uncles and your aunts and your mom and your dad, and you're like, oh, my Lord. Look at how they dressed in the 60s. Look at how they dressed in the 70s. What were they thinking? We do the same thing. We go back, and now, thanks to the world of socialist media, you can go back and look at pictures of yourself from 10 years ago. You know, maybe you've had a socialist media account for that long. We look back at how we dressed and the kind of glasses we wore and our hairstyles and so forth, and we chuckle at ourselves and we think, oh, that was silly, that was ridiculous, look at how we dressed. But often we look back at our careers, we look back at our jobs, our successes, and we think, wow, how did I do that like that? What was I thinking? Well, for instance, when we first started doing the show, we didn't have the board that we have now. And when I mean the board, I mean the mixing board, the mixing and recording board that we have now. We didn't have the same microphone setup that we have now. We didn't have the same studio that we had now. When we started this Morning Mindset a couple of years ago, it was pretty raw. It was, you know, looking back at it then, you know, wow, we were kind of doing things the hard way. When I started my first radio show, we're on our eighth year now. When we started that, I had to convert a room in my house into a studio. We took the family room and we converted it and we made it a studio. And we had one microphone, a little tiny mixing board, and a computer. And that was it. And now we actually have two studios, one in Wyoming and one in Salt Lake City. We have boards and microphones and all that. And if you look back at how we did it, you think, man, that was really amateurish. That wasn't very good. It wasn't very professional. Well, it was professional for the time. What I want you guys to be aware of is do not compare yesterday's behavior to today's successes. You weren't necessarily wrong. You know, training. If we look at training, if we look at education, I look back at the way I did things in 30 years ago, the way I was taught, and I'm not necessarily doing them the same way. Like, look at heart surgery. You know, surgeons do not do heart surgery today the way they did it in 1981. Today, it's obviously far more advanced, and they have a greater success rate. Does that mean in 1981 they were wrong? They were stupid? They didn't know what they were doing. They were cavemen. No. It just means that they were doing it the best that they could with the available technology and education and experience. There's a tendency, I believe, in all of us to look back at how we used to do things and to sometimes be disappointed in ourselves, or to look at that and say, oh, wow, what was I thinking? What were we thinking when we did that? That was crazy. I can't even imagine why we would have done that. Well, you did that because that was what you had available. That was the information you had available. That was the education you had available. That you were doing whatever it was based on the experience that you had. It wasn't that you were wrong. And the longer you stay in this game called life, the more you will discover that. You know, I've been writing professionally now for not quite 30 years. I don't know, 25, 26 years or more. I've been writing professionally. And if I look back at some of the articles that I wrote in the you know, early to mid 90s, and I compare that to today, you look at it and you think, wow. If you compared an article that was written, let's say, in 1994 or 95 with what we know today, you say, well, that guy was dumb. That Paul Markle didn't know what he was talking about. What a tart. Well, you can't do that. That's not reality. And we have a tendency, I believe, as a society, to try and judge today based on yesterday. And we can't do that. Do not allow yesterday's behavior to impede today's successes. What you have today is actually based upon or built upon what you had last year, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And even though what you did 20 years ago or 10 years ago even might have seemed amateurish or silly or sophomoric, the fact of the matter is what you're doing today, what you're doing right now, is built upon that. So don't look back, you know, with heavy criticism. Don't look back with heavy criticism at what you did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. If you can genuinely say that your decisions and your behaviors 20, 30 years ago were based upon the best information and education that were available at the time, well, then you're good to go. Then you're good. I mean, that's like saying, boy, the Wright brothers were idiots because the plane that they built looks like a child's toy compared to what we have today. Yeah. The Wright brothers' plane does look like a child's toy compared to what we have today, but if it wouldn't have been for that original aircraft that only flew for like 30 seconds or whatever it was, if it wouldn't have been for that original aircraft, we wouldn't have what we have today. We built today's jet fighters and airliners on that silly-looking, you know, what we see today as an antique. So don't be hard on yourself. And don't allow yesterday's behavior to impede today's successes. Yesterday's behaviors and yesterday's successes are what we build today's upon. I just thought, you know, that would be something worthwhile. You know why I came up with that topic idea? Because I've had a socialist media account for 10 plus years now. And yeah, I got one of those messages like, you know, this is your 10th anniversary or whatever. And I looked at photos and I looked at some of the things that we were doing, you know, 10 years ago. And it's funny. And 10 years ago isn't, you know, when you're in your fifth decade here on planet Earth, 10 years ago isn't really that far long ago. If you're 15 or 18 years old, 10 years ago is a lifetime, but it's not that long ago. All right, we're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to have a brand new one for you. I want to thank you guys for being a part of the Morning Mindset audience. Thank you very much for sharing this, for telling other people about it, for letting people know, and for supporting the program. All right, guys, I'm your host, Paul Markle. I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.